The Femme Folks Fest is set to kick off this weekend. The festival is in its seventh year, and the week includes various performances of music, theater, and comedy. To tell us all about it, I'm joined by Lisa O'Connell, who is the artistic director at Pat the Dog. They are producing the festival. And Amy Neufeld is a Kitchener writer, drama teacher, comedian, and performer who will be the host for the festival's comedy show this Saturday night. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning,
Greg. Good morning.
So first, for those who are unfamiliar with Femme Folks Fest, Lisa, explain the festival and in general what people can expect to see over the next week.
Sure. Well, this is our seventh festival, and we are very happy to say that we're an annual festival that runs every March. We open on the weekend of International Women's Day, run always for 9 days. It's an honor of women in our community and women in the world, and is also as part of International Women's History Month, which is celebrated all across the world. We always have offerings in all forms of art. This year we have in theater, music, comedy, dance. It's been a tough year. We've had a long winter. We've had elbows up like crazy. The news stories are full of war. So this year, particularly with the springtime festival, as we come in May and the weather's looking a little bit more positive the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks, we wanted to celebrate things that were joyful and lovely and happy. And then we had a hiccup in town.
Yeah, okay, so let's get to this. One of the first events is called Just a Joke. It's Saturday. Amy, you're hosting the event. Tell us about why starting this festival with a comedy night is important, including the hiccup part.
Yeah, well, this was absolutely a hiccup. We learned about 3 weeks ago about a comic that's coming to town that very much relies on outrage comedy, on rage baiting. And this is somebody whose idea of a punchline is a derogatory insult. And it's rough to hear. It's rough to hear as a human with a heart, as a woman, as I think anybody. I reached out to Lisa because I realized it was happening the same day that Femme Folk Fest was opening, also International Women's Day Eve. And we came up with this idea to meet that outrage and that hatred with our own laughter, our own joy, our own comics. And we pulled together a lineup of 13 incredible local comics who are going to be taking the stage, who are going to be making us laugh, and who are providing an alternative for that style of comedy, and it's going to be fantastic.
Wow, 13.
An unbelievable lineup.
Wow.
I got to keep everybody to time because we cannot go over, so it's going to be great.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
You're going to have the old green light and red light? And
I think it's just a phone light now. I think I just flashed them with my phone.
I thought it was going to be a cane.
Yeah,
you know, the old school.
The vaudeville style. I like it.
Okay, so for those who don't know, we are talking about Ben Bankus. He's a Toronto-born, American-based comedian. He's come under fire in recent weeks for his comments about the situations in Minneapolis, and in particular, that he was happy that a mother was shot and killed by ICE agents. He was scheduled to perform at the Conrad Center for the Performing Arts, but that show has been moved to Elements Nightclub here in downtown Kitchener. Amy, we know that his comments have been controversial, but he also has 2 sold-out shows on Saturday. Reflect on that a bit. I mean, that he's still able to sell like close to 1,000 tickets.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are saying all kinds of things that are controversial, and that's definitely problematic. But the thing that made me call Lisa to get this ball rolling was that those sold out shows. And I think a lot about the great Carrie Fisher and her comment, take your broken heart and turn it into art. And that's what broke my heart, was all those sold out tickets. And just thinking about all those people, and when the community started to push back, because there was a movement that started online that moved to the media to say, hey, I don't know that we want this here. There continued to be a lot of hate and vitriol coming at the people that were objecting. And so it's that piece that really motivated my call to Lisa, and I think spurred her on as well to support this, which she's done a phenomenal job of.
I think there's a danger, too, of the perception of our community. This is a touring comic. There's touring work that comes to our community. Is this who we are? And the fact that, I mean, I thought pivot was a word I'd only have to use in COVID, but we pivoted very quickly to make this happen. The good folks at Center in the Square, where we're resident, the resident company in the studio theater, gave us space to do another show. show. We're doing two shows because we're actually opening with a family comedy show called Fam Jam for all ages for kids. I'm taking my grandchild to it. It'll be her first show. She's only 2 years old. But we had to answer this. This is International Women's Day weekend. We have reams of studies that have evidence that this type of humor increases the tolerance of violence against women, particularly reducing empathy for women that have suffered from it. I mean, we had an attack on a prof in UW just a couple years ago. Polytechnic is not that long ago. And we particularly don't think, as you say, that humor about a woman being shot in the face is particularly funny. Mm-hmm. So, as Amy and I both said, fight art with art. And these local comics are funnier than can be. They travel internationally across our country. We're going to give an alternative.
Mm-hmm. Are you worried in any way, given his comedy, that that the festival could become a target?
Well, this is our seventh year, and you'll notice if anyone on social media, we have comments turned off and certain things. We have had other events that have been controversial. We've done a lot of shows in support of queer rights. We've done a lot of shows that are in support of areas that might be deemed controversial. I mean, International Women's Day itself is a political statement in terms of what's there. By and large, we've been okay. We have had provided security in the past. I'm very happy to report in our community we haven't had that issue. Yeah. People have been great. And, I think there's still a sense, the perception of who we are versus what we really are. But much like Amy says, and you say as well, Craig, what we're concerned is that, potentially anywhere between 700 to 1,000 mm-hmm. tickets have been sold in our community. Rage Bait is all the rage now in terms of comedy, but I don't think that's who we really are.
I do want to ask one more question about this, and then I want to get off this, and I want to talk about other stuff.
Sure.
He said, when we reached out to him when the show was moved, he said he makes jokes that he would tell his best friend. It's what I find funny. He doesn't cause the awful things in the world. He just talks about them. He also said that attempts to cancel his shows have only amplified his mm-hmm. voice. Is there any fear that the festival's, this counter comedy show, will ultimately help him?
I don't think so. I mean, we're not, and to be honest with you, I don't think shows should be canceled. I think should be countered with something else. We're not out there putting placards, screaming and yelling. Personally, we didn't ask for any cancellation. I think the best way to counter it is counter with something else. And what I'm really happy to say through Amy's huge help in her work as somebody who facilitates comedy in the community, very quickly we were able to get 13 local people that said, yeah, I think there were more. We just can't get everybody on stage.
13 is a huge deal.
It's so big.
And 14, Amy. Me too.
What is it? Start at 2 in the afternoon?
It's a tight 5. I'm keeping it to
really?
It.
5, eh?
Well, that's part of it, too. We didn't want the hierarchical structure of like a headliner. Everybody's
right.
getting out there. It's
right.
short and sweet. You're going to see so many comics. Somebody's going to make you laugh.
Most of them
will.
So tell us about it. Can you give us some names?
Oh, yeah. We've got Ben Gorodetsky, who is behind Pinch. Fantastic. Sarah Thompson, who's the host of Lavender Fizz, the hosted creator of Lavender Fizz, which is an open mic that runs monthly. We've got Dan's Altvader, who is one of the funniest comics, I think, working in town. Brandon Corrigan, who is absurd and does the most incredible things with comedy and technology, and I never know what he's going to do, and I'm always delighted by it. We've got Kez Vicario Robinson coming on. I'm missing most of the names because there's so many.
There's a lot.
But I guarantee they're all fantastic, and I love them all.
Lisa, is there a message that you hope this show sends to the community, or is this just a chance for the festival to, as you say, offer an alternative?
No, I think there's a strong message here of who we are and what we are. I think that we're a joyful community. We're a community that listens. We're a community that cares. And we're a community that wants to celebrate in positivity and go forward in that sense. And I think the fact that we are countering a potential problem in the community with art, with laughter, with joy. And that's the whole point of the show. The show is really just about this is really who we are. I think to get that perception out more and more. My hope is that that puts out that message to others in the community that are touring that maybe this isn't the town you come to.
There are some really unique events outside of this too. The Fam Jamboree, the concert of mothers and daughters. I love this. Music, stories, and recipes. What goes in? How do you do this? I mean, how do you program this? What goes into choosing which events to highlight?
It takes a couple of years. This is why the pivot to do Just a Joke, you know, their Saturday night show at 7 p.m., which opens the one of the opening shows of the festival, was tough to do. Our budgets are set as much as 2 to 3 years back. Shows are developed and going forward. We try to offer what we feel the community needs, and particularly, again, given the fact that we've had not just the long winter we've had and all the snow, but like the elbows up, the news of the wars. I think our community needs to feel positive. People need to come out of their houses. We know social isolation is a huge problem in our community. You need to get off your screens, come out live, join, come together. We do our best to keep our price points as low as possible for accessibility. And so we try to choose work that can make that happen. As always, there's work that has a political bent as well. One of our comedy shows, Oops, is a fantastic story of a woman that just recently literally fled the United States. She's a young queer woman that has come to Canada because she didn't feel safe for a myriad of reasons. But her show is a joyful, interesting, but pointed comic take on why she left the States and why she's now a resident of Kitchener-Waterloo.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, it's called Oops.
So if, for people who need to get more information about what's happening and when the Femme Folks Fest, where it's all happening, where can they get more info?
Website's always best. It's femfolksfest.ca. And you can also check our Instagram, which is patthedogpdc. If you just literally put in Femme Folk Fest, Google will take you to it.
So, Amy, just before we let you go, where does the show happen on Saturday?
It's going to be at the studio space at Centre in the Square, which is a phenomenal space that Lisa has really helped to open up for the community. And if you haven't been there before, you're going to love it. 7 p.m. start time. It's the entrance just off Ellen Street for Centre in the Square. And, oh my gosh, we're going to laugh so much.
So great to talk to you about this. Thanks, you both of you, for coming in.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much,
Thank you, Craig.
That's Lisa O'Connell, who's the artistic director at Pat the Dog. They produce the Femme Folks Fest. Amy Neufeld is a Kitchener writer, drama teacher, comedian, and performer who will be the host for the festival's comedy show, Just a Joke, this Saturday night. That is when Femme Folks Fest kicks off.